David, your thoughts on tonight's game here in Ballymena?
Hugely disappointed. Disappointed with the result. I'll reflect later and look on the performance. I thought we did try and play. We got our noses in front. I thought we were, I wouldn't say well in control of the game, but I thought we were on top of the game. We didn't go and get the important second goal, and then we conceded. Conceded a poor goal from set play, something that Ballymena have prided themselves on, and we talked about it, that we do need to make sure that we're tight and a little bit stronger. From set plays, we weren't, and we got done. And then to make matters worse, obviously in the second half, we get caught from our own corner. The goalkeeper caught it and kicked it, and we didn't deal with it. And again, that's probably the goal. You can say about the third goal. The third goal doesn't happen if we don't sort of push and chase and whatever else. And we got done for the third goal, but that was the least of my worries tonight.
And 2-1, we had a couple of chances to get the equaliser, and we just needed a scruffy goal scorer to put the ball in the net for us, didn't we?
Yeah, there was a few, probably like Saturday, there was a few balls ricocheting and around where we probably should have. I don't want to be critical on any people that misses any of the chances, because they're putting themselves in to score the chances. But again, I'll take that. As the manager tonight, I'm sure there'll be talk about, you know, players missing, players not playing in positions or whatever else. But again, as the manager, it's my responsibility. I'm big enough, man enough to stand up tonight and say I'll reflect first on my own performance tonight as the manager. And again, get together with the players and the staff, regroup, because we've been good at that over the last number of years, regrouping. I'll do that on Thursday with the players and get ready for a tough game now against Crusaders at Seaview.
When you get beat, you learn about your players, you learn about, you know, their character. So you'll be looking to take the positives and learn from this, won't you?
Yeah, I learn. Never mind the players, I learn myself as the manager. Through good and bad decisions, tactics, formations, whatever else. I need to do better, first and foremost. There's no point, and I'm not going to stand here and be critical of the players, because again, I spoke to the players yesterday, I spoke to the players today about, they have my full support and backing. Yes, I want them to play better. I want them to improve. We want to make small improvements as we go along. There has been changes made, and again, nobody's going to listen, or nobody wants. People just want to see results. It's not even performances people want to see. Half the time they want to see results, winning games, going through in cup competitions. So we've a long way to go. Tonight might just be, we lost games last year and we responded, we reacted, we bounced back. So this year's going to be crucially important, certainly when we go to Seaview on Saturday, because I've no doubt that we'll have a big Linfield crowd. And we need to make sure, I need to make sure that not only are we ready, I'm ready, and I get the right formation and the right players picked in the right spots to go and win the football game on Saturday.
Disappointing to go out of a cup competition, and Saturday, no tougher venue to seek a response than, as you say, Crusaders on Saturday. He'll be up for it.
Yeah, of course. And again, they'll be looking at us tonight and sort of thinking that Linfield threw away a lead. We probably did look a little bit sort of short physically maybe tonight. We're missing one or two, but again, the players who played tonight still should have hopefully had enough to put ourselves in the next round. But again, I'd reflect on my decision making tonight. If anybody wants to have a go at me and whatever else, that's fine. Support the players, keep supporting the players, keep backing the players, because we're getting to that stage, the important stage, the important games are coming up, home and away, that the players need the support. And I know they're frustrated. I understand more than most. I've been on record loads of times to say I understand more than most. Not only do I love managing this football club, I love football in general. So I know it comes with a couple of sort of poor results, question marks. But we do, and again, our Linfield support over the last sort of 5-6 years that I've been here, I know last year was a little bit different, that we missed for COVID reasons, whatever else, but we need a good strong backing coming to supporters. If I underperform, the players underperform, I understand there's going to be frustration and disappointment, of course. But going forward, I would like to make sure that the support these players, get right behind them now, because we're going to need the full backing of our supporters, our board, the staff and everybody in and around it here, because it's a challenge.
The disappointing night here in Ballymena, and all the very best for the big response. I'll see you on Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.